Visiting this morning with Cass County Conservation Board naturalist Laura Canning, talk a little bit about some winter activities and things going on around the area, including some fun here coming up this very soon here this next weekend. Laura, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Well, good. We got a lot of snow here all of a sudden. That kind of changed the conservation landscape, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, we weren't too sure if we were going to have this program, Cabin Fever Escape, is geared to snowland. So we were actually worried on whether or not we were going to be able to plow out the park good enough. So it sounds like it's a little short notice, but it was a little bit because of those kind of conditions out there.
Yeah, things changed very rapidly. We went through some pretty bitter cold conditions there, too. How are things out there? It didn't really affect much for conservation, did it?
No. And, you know, we do so much in the schools in January and things like that. It was more of, well, is there actual school today, and am I going to be somewhere, too, as well, at least in my life.
Yeah, I guess it did more with schedule changes, just like everyone else around these parts these days. So,
yeah.
Well, you do have this event coming up here this weekend, Cabin Fever Escape Program. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah. Well, we open up our outdoor classroom lodge down there just south of Messina, and we have warm drinks and a movie playing in the lodge, but we promote the park so that you can go out and you can go sledding, and bring sleds, of course, but we have our snowshoes available to use. And then new this year, we've got some cross-country skis that we're hoping to have ready for Saturday, and so we're going to have hopefully an area or two that you can go try your hand at some cross-country skiing if you want, and so it's kind of just to come out, enjoy the outdoors, and if you get cold, we've got hot chocolate.
You know, usually when people think of the phrase cabin fever, it means, boy, we're stuck inside all the time. We want to get outside. But I guess here, this gives
exactly.
You the option to do both.
Yes. And I heard a lot last weekend, and some of the other things I was doing last weekend was people really, you know, those days of those cold days and the blizzards have really wanted people to get back outside. So come on out.
Yeah, we don't like being trapped indoors all that much, but yeah, you know, not everybody enjoys the out of doors either or has had a chance to really do some of those things during the winter, but this gives folks an opportunity to try fairly easily.
Yeah, and do both and things like that. And, you know, if conditions change, we'll, of course, put things out on the radio and things like that. But we're real hopeful that we're going to have a great day. The weather looks nice, not too horrible. Cold, at least.
You know, I'm trying to think back over the last few years, things like the cross-country skis, the snowshoes that you folks provide for some of these events probably haven't gotten a lot of use over the last few years.
Yes, it's just like anything else, it's a little bit cycle. But when years, you know, that we do have the snow, then I've got everybody knocking down my doors for these snowshoes and cross-country skiing. People in the last weekend have been getting out ice fishing. You know, all those winter sports are happening.
Absolutely. Laura, for folks who've never tried, say, snowshoeing or cross-country skiing, they're, from what I understand, they're pretty good workouts. What should folks know?
Yeah, you know, at least with snowshoeing, it's just walking and things like that, using those kind of muscles. Cross-country skiing is a little bit more into your hips and things, and, you know, help gets you a little bit more finesse of doing things, but I'll be there in case you're a complete newbie and want to try it. That's okay too. So yeah, get out and get a little bit of exercise too.
Yeah. Now, is that something for anyone, or is there a certain point where we're just not in that kind of shape? We probably maybe shouldn't try that.
I don't know. I say that with my stand-up paddleboard too. I'm like, oh. At least you get out and you try, see if you like it, things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Now, this is a free event.
Yep. It's free.
Okay, this is from 1 to 4, coming up on January 27th. So it's coming up here very rapidly, and that's at the outdoor classroom area there near Messina.
Yeah.
You use that facility a lot during the winter months?
We do. We try to keep it plowed out. Of course, back-to-back storms are what didn't help us so much, but we do try to keep that out, plowed out during the winter. It holds, about 30 people with the tables up or 50 people in there with the theater style. So it's not a small area either. So we try to keep it up so that people can rent it out and use it and things like that any time of the year.
Sure. Well, whether they're maybe just sitting outside or checking out some of what's going on, doing a little snowshoeing, or maybe just glancing out the window if it's a little cold for them, are there certain things that they'll see this time of the year? Is there some wildlife down there to check out?
Well, yeah, you never know with the wildlife, but we do have our frequent deer and things out there. We in that park we have food plots. And lots of places. It's a very diverse area. If you've never been there, there's prairie, there's forest, and then, of course, there's the lakes and the wetlands. So it can be a hopping area any day of the year, actually.
Lots of things to draw in the wildlife that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right. Maybe keep your eyes open. You might see a bald eagle or something, too. Who knows?
You never know. There's been plenty of them around this year. I will say that for the winter.
Yeah.
Last year was a bumper year for the bald eagles.
Yeah.
It's kind of shaping up this year, too, for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really been fun to kind of watch the activity there. Well, very good. For folks who haven't been to the Outdoor Educational Classroom, where do they find that?
Yeah. So you make your way down to Messina and head south on Highway 148, and you'll see a brown sign directing you onto Tucson Road, and you just head east about a mile and a half to the park off of 148.
Okay, so just barely still in Cass County.
Yeah, yep, it's getting pretty close to the edge there.
All right, very good. Again, that's coming up Saturday, this Saturday, January 27th, 1 to 4 p.m. That's a free event for folks who want to come along, and of course, Laura, this sounds like a family-style event.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Bring the whole family out. Laura, thank you so much. Laura Canning's Cass County Conservation Naturalist joining us here this morning. Cabin Fever event. So get out and enjoy some fun, whether it's outdoors or just maybe close by indoors with some friends and some warm drinks and some warmth in the cabin there. Make sure you stop on by and enjoy. Laura, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.